are listening to the Who Cares News for Friday, May 1st, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Happy Friday, y'all.
This is the stupidest. This is just the stupidest I've heard of.
Okay.
We officially have reached...
I've been hearing some stupid, yeah.
Okay, we've officially reached a peak of stupidity as a species.
Okay.
TikTok.
Uh-huh.
You've heard the kids in the TikTok.
Yeah.
Has now issued the Pee Your Pants Challenge.
Oh,
and
no.
It is now taken over the top spot as the dumbest fad ever. Yes. People are posting videos of themselves peeing their pants.
Why?
You know what?
There's something so wrong about
that. You got
a
question. You got a question. I wake every morning and I think to myself, self, you know what? What could be the stupidest thing we as a society could do today? And this is right up there.
Yesterday was up there.
Yesterday.
Don't even get me started.
Okay. All right. Yeah, but TikTok. Uh-huh. This is another reason why I'm not on TikTok. I'm on all the other socials, but it's like, really? Isn't TikTok the one where you dance and, you know, but now it's like peeing your pants.
I just think that's bad.
I'm reminded of movies like Billy Madison, where, you know, Adam Sandler is helping the kid out who wet his pants, or Troop Zero, where the little girl is like that. She's got a problem. She pees her pants. It's like, come on, people. It's not funny. It's not funny.
It's not. I mean, in a
when
stupid,
you really think about
if
it.
If you're even going for stupid funny, that's, to me, that's just gross.
As we say, SMH, scratching my head. SMH.
SMH, man. SMH.
And
I don't have any good words for it.
I know, right?
I mean, you can't fix stupid.
Right.
Especially that's being proven over and over again every day.
Speaking of scratching my head, it's time for the Who Cares News.
All right. Well,
what's going on?
Okay. That I can do some business on.
You can help us out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oops. Britney Spears burnt down her gym.
What?
Yeah.
What? Wait.
On Wednesday, Brit dropped an Instagram video where she nonchalantly recalled the frightening event. It took place months ago. She says, I haven't been in here for like 6 months because I burnt my gym down.
Oh, Jesus.
Unfortunately.
No, wait a minute. I mean, look, Britney Spears can be bat crap crazy. We know that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why the judge won't let her run her own bank account. But she burned, I wonder.
Here you go.
I'll tell you. Or what the hell happened.
I'm going to tell you all about
she
it.
Burned down the damn gym. Wow.
All right, so she stood in the gym, which appeared to have been restored,
okay.
And she told us this short little story.
Which is?
I had two candles, and yeah, one thing led to another, and I burned it down.
Oh, no.
Oops,
I did it again.
Overall, Wednesday was a busy day for Brittany on her
Insta.
Oh,
was it?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
She came clean about the gym. Okay. All
in addition to showing off her quarantine workout in her restored gym,
uh-huh.
She posted four other videos, one of which she called the hair flip video.
The what?
I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
And the others expressed how happy she is, how much she loved her shirt.
Okay, I think it's time for somebody. I think it's time for Amanda Bynes' doctor to call Britney Spears and make sure she's okay. Need to do a welfare check on her. She was burning stuff down. Come on, people. That's a sign.
And she loves
her
shirt. She loves her shirt.
And she loves her shirt.
Yes. Oh, and how much she misses her boyfriend, Sam Asghari.
Oh, my.
And she hasn't seen him in weeks. And then she wrote something absolutely disgusting.
What is that?
I've actually lost weight from missing him.
Oh, my. Is that what it takes?
What freaking ever.
I hope that her kids have somebody to look after them. I really do. I mean, you know, it's like, take the phone away from Brittany. Okay? Go get her a latte.
That story kind of encapsulates the Who Cares News.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it?
Who the F cares?
Yeah, nobody cares.
Man.
Take her phone away. We did that for Amanda Bynes, and look, it worked wonders. It worked wonders on Amanda for a while. You know, it's interesting, though, when you said hair flip and Britney Spears, I still think about that whole shaving her head thing.
That's the first thing that popped into my head
is like, what hair?
Flip and shave.
We really shouldn't laugh at that, but we are anyway. Who cares? Who the hell cares?
Man, I love my shirt. I always love my shirt.
I love my shirt.
I love it. And I'm so happy. Anyway, okay, so Madonna just revealed that she's tested positive.
Oh, Madonna, wait. Madonna? What? We were on Britney Spears.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And now Madonna has revealed that she has tested positive for novel coronavirus COVID-19 antibodies.
Now, that's not the virus.
No.
That means that she's not going to get it, or she's likely not to get it.
She's had it. She shared the news on Instagram Thursday with a video that she dubbed Quarantine Diaries Number 14.
She's had some weird crap on Instagram the last month. She has. Really weird crap.
For some folks,
yeah,
it's really just brought some beautiful videos and happy things and positivity. And people helping people and just, you know, words of wisdom. And
then Madonna. And then
there's the other stuff, like peeing your pants.
Yeah.
And I love my shirt. And then now we have Madonna. I'm too sexy for my shirt. Okay. So Madge has been sharing somewhat cryptic. Read potentially. I've been drinking heavily. Videos on Insta
since
the quarantine started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she says, quote, I took a test the other day and I found out that I have the antibodies. So she added that she plans to spend some time out of her house in light of the test results. I say for that, bite me. So tomorrow, tomorrow I'm just going to go for a long drive in the car. Well, you could go for a long drive in the car anyway. That's nothing new.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll down the window and I'm going to breathe in the COVID-19 air.
Yeah.
If you want to do something good because you have the antibodies, because you're rich and famous and such.
Yeah.
Why don't you hop in that car and roll down those windows and breathe in the COVID-19 air all the way down to the blood bank and donate some plasma.
There you go. Well,
like
that's
Tom Hanks.
That's a good idea. That's a great idea.
I know.
Post that on your Instagram.
Mr. Hanks posted
Celebrate that in your classrooms on Zoom.
I mean,
come on. Or she could go and she could pick up Halle Berry and they could go hang out together.
That was not even that. God, Halle Berry deserves better than that.
We were asking everybody this morning, what are you doing this weekend?
I probably should get caught up on some of the work that I really haven't been doing.
Because you're still at work, but you're not going to work.
My busy schedule yesterday involved a nap in the afternoon.
Oh, my.
Again,
I still have a garage that needs to be cleaned out. I might be doing that this weekend. All right, back with you Monday, because Monday is what day? May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
See you Monday.
With you.
Try and have a good weekend. Brush your teeth.
What are you going to do this weekend? Oh, garage. Okay.
That garage, man. It's calling my name.
So in case we don't hear from you, we probably should do a welfare check in case you've gotten lost out there somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
See you Monday. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.